Come in. Oh, it's you. Didn't I ask for you 10 minutes ago, young man? I'm sure I'll call you into my office sooner or later again at some point, so be on time then, okay? Sit down. We have a lot to discuss. Good. Now, the reason why I've called you into my office, you probably don't know, right? Would you like to guess? No, it's not because you interrupt class so often, but I do hope you'll focus more in class, especially after this talk. Guess again. Your grades. Yes, we should probably talk about that. You definitely underperformed in the last 2 tests you took in my classes. Didn't you prepare properly for them? I handed out all the material to you. I even sent it via email to all the students. Well, that's no excuse, young man. Next time you'll sit down at your desk and learn, okay? No student of mine is going to fail my classes, and you won't be the first one. Anyway, I'm getting off track. The reason why I called you in here is for something not school-related. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I asked for you to come to my office because I want it. I want your virginity. What's wrong, young man? Are you surprised? Oh, really? You're not a virgin? Sure. I've seen how you interact with girls, and you're like a little boy who got lost at the mall and is looking for his mommy. Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to mock you. It's honestly cute seeing your attempts at being this dominant alpha. I think this whole alpha beta concept is stupid, even more so with us humans. You don't need to be a womanizer, a lady killer, or a Casanova to get the ladies. No, in truth, there are many women out there who enjoy their men, you know, shy, timid, cute, obedient, submissive. Guys like you usually don't know how much that excites some of us, how much it arouses us. It's intoxicating. Don't you dare try to avoid my eyes now. But that's what makes you so attractive to us. Do you know how often I fantasized about leashing you? About domesticating you and making you all mine? All the naughty fantasies I had? I'm sure you had some about me as well. Oh, please, honey. This is a school filled with boys getting into their sexual prime. You think I don't notice all the looks I get from you, horny goblins, including your glances? But then again, you're not exactly a goblin. What, you think I didn't notice the way you look at me? It's like I can see the daydreams in your eyes. Do you remember that one time in class when I asked you to stand up at your desk and read from the book? I told you to do it because I saw your eyes wandering and your boner. You were so hard. Oh, are you getting embarrassed? I'm sorry I put you on the spotlight back then, and for me having such a lovely body that you can't keep your eyes off. What do you like most about me? That's cute. But I don't mean my personality, young man. I mean my body. Do you like my nice big lips? Maybe my curves, my breasts, my ass, my thighs, perhaps my feet? Are you into feet, young man? I wonder what dirty, naughty things you dreamed about doing to my body. Are you getting hard again? Your pants look like they're going to explode. What are you doing? Stop trying to hide it with your hands. Come on, put your hands aside. Look at that. Let me feel it up a bit. You don't mind, right? Thank you. Oh, you twitched. I can feel it through your pants. It must be so hard for you having to look at me every day. Tell me, is it hard for you to focus when I sit next to you to explain everything to you? Or when I lean over your table? Or my big, soft, jiggly breasts distracting you? Such a shy, quiet boy, yet so naughty. Do you want me to unbuckle your pants and touch your cock? Yes, you do? Okay, then beg. Beg for me to do it. Now. Beg more. Come on. Keep it up. Wait. Stop. Did you just call me by my first name? I think I have something important to tell you. You'll never call me by my first name again, okay? You'll call me ma'am or mistress. Got it? I like to hear that. I love listening to you beg. You've got such a cute voice, but I kept you waiting long enough, didn't I? Let me unzip your pants. What tight underwear you've got there. Oh my, what is that dark spot on it? Is that pre-cum? I barely did anything and it's already made you that excited? Don't worry, it won't be a problem, but let's remove those too before you have an accident in them. Oh my, look at you. What a beautiful cock. I wish now I would have approached you sooner. The time I could have spent having fun with your cock. No need to be nervous, young man. Just listen to what I say and behave yourself. Just be a good student for me. Okay, darling? That's how I like my students. Well behaved. But before I'll put it in, I'm going to prepare you a little bit. Lubricate you down there. Do you enjoy my saliva on your cock? Are you enjoying this? Good, but soon it will feel even better. Just wait a few more moments. How does that feel? Do you like that? Does it feel good to have my hand stroking over your hard cock? I think that's enough. You seem to be all ready now. So I'll just pull up my nice tight skirt. Do you enjoy my black laced panties? I wore them just for you. Why don't I take those off too? Do you want to keep them? You do. Of course you do. But you're going to have to work for them. I'll just sit on top of you and grind my pussy against your stiff cock. Press my panties against your nose. Don't struggle, sweetie. Keep calm. It's okay. See? Just take some deep breaths in and out. Just like that. Sniff my panties while I grind on your cock. Oh, your whimpers are delicious. Do you want to know how my pussy feels from the inside? My wet, tight pussy, which is more than ready to devour your cock, your cum. Beg and whimper for me again. Do it, and I'll grant your wish. Fuck, it's hot when you call me ma'am. I want you to call me mistress now. Come on, don't be shy. Do it. Over and over again. Beg even more for me. Ooh. Oh, fuck me. Ooh. You are so fucking cute. The way you beg, the way you whimper. I think you deserve my pussy now. Are you ready? Good answer. Ooh. I barely have even started, and you're already starting to struggle. Am I that good? Well, I am popping your cherry after all, but don't worry. I'll lead the way. And you can just follow, sweetheart. Okay? What a good student. Okay, I'm going to stop riding your cock now, and I want you to take over. I need to assess your skill level. Oh, fuck, that's a good start for a beginner. But you're just aimlessly, oh God, thrusting into my pussy. Instead of just thrusting with your hips, try to do a bit of a circular motion. I don't mean left to right, okay? Oh, good student. Now put it into practice. Oh, yes, exactly. Oh, fuck me. Oh, yes, like that. Oh, I'm already feeling your cock much more intensely. Also, keep it at this pace. Many men instinctively go faster without realizing, oh, you are such a naughty boy, you know that? You always have such a hard time learning in classes, but right now, so obedient, so attentive. Would you like to play with my breasts? I know how much you like them. Go on. You can play with them as much as you want. Oh, my. Ooh, aren't you an eager one? You can be rougher. Ooh, you have such nice, firm hands. Keep going. Yes. Keep that up. Oh. Give me your head. I want to feel it between my breasts. Do you like this? Using my tits as your pillow? Soft, right? Thrust harder now. The next class starts soon, and I don't want us both to be late. Oh, my. You have such a cute, desperate look on your face, sweetie. Do you want to come? You want to, don't you? You want to pump your load all into your teacher's pussy. You look scared. What's wrong? Afraid you'll give me a baby? Oh, as sweet as you are, I know you aren't ready yet. Maybe when you have a full-time job and you're a bit more responsible. Is it time? You can't hold it anymore, right? It's fine. You can come inside me. I'm on birth control. Thrust as hard as you want. Uh-huh. We're gonna come together. That's right. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Oh, come inside me. Come inside me. Oh. 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 You did a fantastic job. Amazing results. I would give this an A. How about you pull your cock out? Oh, look at that. Still twitching. Look how much cum is dripping out of my pussy. What a big load. Could you give me a tissue from my desk, sweetie? Good student. Your cock is such a mess. Let me get quickly on my knees and... Your cum is so thick. I love it. Such a messy cock, but luckily you have me now to clean it all up for you. All done now. Put your pants on. Come on. Hurry up before anyone sees us. You have history class next, right? Well, you should go there now. Oh, wait. One final thing before you leave. Here, my number and my house address. From now on, we'll have more of these private lessons at my place, okay? It's a lot more private than in my office and school. Don't you think so? And don't tell anyone, obviously. You know how schools are with teacher-student relationships, even though we are both adults. Sometimes I hate being a teacher. But you should hurry now. Class is going to start soon. I hope you'll be less distracted in my classes now. Goodbye. Until next time.